Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has called for the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to be sacked over the leaking of a confidential GP contract. Ms MacDonald described the leak as the worst of political strokes. Gardaí have confirmed a criminal investigation is underway into the matter. We did ask to speak to Mary Lou MacDonald. She wasn't available. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, this statement this lunchtime and a tweet from Mary Lou MacDonald, Sinn Féin definitely seeking to up the pressure on Leo Varadkar.
Well, certainly Sinn Féin is ramping up the pressure on Leo Varadkar and indeed on Fine Gael's coalition partners. She said that he should have been sacked by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin for what she termed a blatant abuse of power, and that they've been proven to be correct due to the events which have taken place since then, including this ongoing Garda investigation. The tone of it is very, very strong. The words which are used are very, very strong and also very, very dismissive, in which she claims that Leo Varadkar gave a cock and bull story to the Dáil last November, and as more and more information has come to light, it's only proven that Sinn Féin is right, that he should walk.
Is there also a statement from Ó Gráfine Fáil this lunchtime, am I told, Paul?
Yeah, Ó Gráfine Fáil has posted on its Facebook page, and it has stated that it believes that for the time that the investigation has been undertaken by Gardaí, that Leo Varadkar should stand aside temporarily and without prejudice and allow that investigation to continue. So there is some undercurrent within Fianna Fáil as well, although it has to be said that when this first blew up last November on foot of a Village magazine article, that Ogra was of a similar view, that Leo Varadkar was on the wrong side. So this is a continuation of Ogra's view rather than something new.
Right. But over the weekend, when news of this Garda investigation emerged in the Sunday Times, government ministers, including Fianna Fáil ministers, were standing by Leo Varadkar.
Absolutely. I mean, Leo Varadkar has long said that while it was an error of judgment in what she did by handing over that document to another GP grouping, that he didn't break any law, in his view, that he has sought legal advice and no one has told him that he has broken any law. And more importantly, what he says is that the guts of this document was already in the public domain. This is one of the cornerstones of his defences, which is, this wasn't any huge secret. It had been discussed within the Irish Medical Organisation circles, and people were well aware of it. On that basis, this does not countenance as something substantial, which means he has to go any further than he has before. And he has secured support from people like Michael McGrath, the Public Expenditure Minister, who said that a process is in play and it should be allowed to just take its course. There isn't anything further that Leo Varadkar needs to do at this point.
As Mary Lou MacDonald reminds us in her statement, it was just last November that Sinn Féin tabled its motion of no confidence in the Fine Gael leader. So presumably that means it'll be some time yet before they could table another motion.
Exactly, but that doesn't mean that they can't put up the pressure. I mean, it was a very forensic examination by the finance spokesperson of Sinn Féin, Piers Doherty, over the course of the Dáil, in which he was calling Leo Varadkar to account about what he did and when he did it. But I think we also have to take a broader view here, is that Sinn Féin isn't just directing its ire at Leo Varadkar, it's also going to be directed at both Fianna Fáil and at the Green Party. Why are they not acting? Surely they have concerns. How can they possibly stand by when a criminal investigation is underway? So this is a three-pronged attack, is my view of it, not just at Leo Varadkar himself, but also the other two parties who are his coalition partners.
Very good. Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you for that.